At 10 after 7 this morning in the solidly Democratic 33rd Precinct on Madison's east side, the line to vote in the lobby of the Olbrich Gardens was already stretching out the door. 57-year-old teacher Julie Melchin says the constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage and the advisory referendum on the death penalty were the most important issues for her on the ballot.
I'm totally embarrassed that Wisconsin could by any chance become a state that endorses the death penalty. And I believe strongly in fairness of an equal application of our laws, and I voted against the marriage amendment.
45-year-old veterinarian Myron Kebbis says he voted a straight Democratic ticket and against both the death penalty and the marriage amendment. He called the two ballot measures mean-spirited and believes they're part of a GOP effort to boost Republican turnout.
I think we've got some really critical issues right now in the country, and these really seem to be more politically motivated to draw people out to vote for Republican issues, and I don't really like that strategy.
There wasn't a long line at 11 o'clock this morning at the polling place in the Memorial Library on the UW-Madison campus, but there was a steady stream of students walking in to vote. Many were wearing Vote No on the Marriage Ban or Doyle for Governor stickers, but a 21-year-old student from Racine named Andrew quickly listed the reasons he had just voted a straight Republican ticket.
The death penalty, the UW system, gun rights, taxes.
Andrew says he voted for Mark Green for governor because Governor Doyle has vetoed too many bills like the right to carry concealed weapons that he believes should have passed. And he voted for the death penalty because he's convinced it would reduce crime. Andrew didn't want to comment on the marriage amendment, but 20-year-old Emily, a student from Sheboygan, was happy to talk about why she planned to vote yes to ban gay marriage. She says it's because she's a Christian.
I hate to make it sound like I hate gay people, but I don't. Like, I love them, but like I don't feel like it's our choice to say who can get married and who can't. Like, I feel like, in my opinion, like God has already told us that. If you believe in the Bible, then you should vote yes.
Emily says she'll be voting for Mark Green for governor, but says she also plans to vote for some Green Party candidates, despite the fact that the Green Party opposes the marriage ban.
Just the whole environment thing, like, I'm a vegetarian, so Green Party is more important to me than Democrat or Republican.
Perhaps a reminder that there are as many reasons to vote as there are voters in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.